KO4HKX, NC9V, listening.
9V, KO4HKX.
Mean to pull you away from that big sail.
I am making my way up the mountain.
Ahead of me, I just crossed over White Hampton.
Way up, coming into the second cattle chute here. We're next down to one lane, trying not to get run over.
Oh, I wish I was there. I'll be that much closer.
Amazes me how many people don't even care about the speed limit or these signs on the road, any of it.
You know, driving that truck has taught me a few things. One of those is it don't even bother me anymore. It's up to the point where if you want to drive like that, I'll pull off the side of the road and you just go on about your business. You're not going to be around me when you're doing that.
I just try to mind my own business, but try not to get run over, basically.
I mean, he's got his brake lights, his reverse lights on, and throw his hands up there like, what the heck? Like I did something.
Working on 290, so you're going to run into a couple of flagmen up through there.
I've been about 30 seconds sooner. I would have made direct turn right there, head over towards Tom's way.
I didn't think about it till just then.
Like I said, I don't worry about it. Got other things, the bigger fish to fry. And I'm working them all, just so you know. But I won't be in until 8, so I might miss y'all in the morning.
Some beauty sleep. Catch that.
No, I agree.
Oh, you hurt my feelings.
You're supposed to say that's one. And I didn't hear who this was. I just turned it up. We have a nurse here that's in the back room with Bernice doing some physical therapy. This is in 0TR.
Patrick would have told me 30 seconds earlier that just a couple flagmen here on 290. I probably would have veered right and went by your house.
Who am I talking to? You guys double.
4HKX. Hey, Tom.
Well, I know you was there, but who else?
It's the Incognito NC9V.
Gotta think. That ain't Earl. That Burnett, I'm losing it today. I just come in from the chickens. They scattered my brains.
Remember, Noel backwards.
Well, I flunked hooked on phonics, but I can figure that out, Patrick.
It's a good thing. At least you ain't took too many knocks to the head from Bernice's broom handle.
That hip replacement titanium? She might have hit you with it.
Don't have enough on her mind. Now she's got neck problems, and I asked the lady if she could give me some tips on how to deal with that physical therapy-wise. We'll see what comes of it. When she comes back in here, I'll have to shut up real quick.
I'm afraid some therapy might be able to do something with it, unless it's something like I've got degenerative disc disease in my lower back, so... If it, as long as it's not bad in the neck, you might be able to work it out with some therapy.
Oh, I got that too, Leon. I asked the doctor what it looked like down there one time years ago, and he said, oh, a car wreck. Oh, that's a guy walking by the other side over there, going over to the neighbors, and the alarm went off, the infrared thing. Well, Leon, I slap her around once a week, whether she needs her or not. Maybe I'll just raise up a little bit and work on the neck now instead of her hip. She just got a new hip. What do you think, Patrick?
We'll give her a chance to recover anyway. But, guys, I have crossed the state line and started to lose the repeater, so I'm up to 7-3 KO4HX, and I'll be clear for now. Gentlemen, have a good evening.
Good to hear you in there, and glad you got off earlier today. Maybe you can go harass Miss Elise. Tom, go ahead.
See you later, Patrick. Yeah, I talked to Patrick a couple times today, I think, and always a pleasure. Leon, if you ever by here, just stop and knock on the door and holler out NC9V, and you won't get shot.
Did tick a lot alike, because as soon as your alarm went off, I know exactly what that is. I used to have one on the driveway. It quit working or something. I don't know if I would have got wet or something. It wasn't a real high-quality one, but it got wet and quit working. So when yours went off, I said, I know what that is.
Yeah, it's Harbor Freight. They got a bunch of them in the other day. There was a group of them that wasn't any good. But I went over and got one back. My neighbor's not using it. Works. I got to go, Leon, the physical therapist here. So 73s, have a good trip home. See you later. N0TR, clear.
Hey, Tom, and tell the wife we said, hey, 73, NC9V, mobile. Noise, but go ahead, we'll try it. NC9V, name is Leon here. Terrible buzz at it. Like, I don't know what, if you're using a mobile or an AC power supply, it might be coming from that, but you got a buzz in it.
HF read on a 12-volt power supply.
Right there. You gotta try hooking it up to just a regular straight battery and see if you still get the buzzing. That'll tell you if it's the power supply or not. Yeah, your radio just might not like that one.
We're in the shack right now. We ain't in the mobile. We're in the radio shack. Hadn't been in here about 10 years. We figured we'd get back on it.
After the hurricane, yeah. There was a whole bunch of old hands to jump back in after the hurricane. But, yeah, jump on in. I'll let mine go. I actually went out of it, stayed out of it long enough. My license expired. I had to retest to get my license back.
My wife let hers expire, but we were both, I guess what they call, about as high as you can go, operators. I'm not even sure what they call them anymore. But we've been off of it about 10 years, I guess, right?
Extra class is the one. I can't remember when it was, last year. It finally got upgraded. That's where I got the 2x1 call. And I really enjoyed it. It's like a good feeling because now you don't have to test anymore. You've got full band privileges.
I'm on a ICOM 706 right now. I've got two or three different 2-meter radios. This one, I hadn't written it. I haven't talked on it that much. And we got a 746, but it was a base station there, right?
Did you check the SWR that thing before you got back on it?
Your radio
up, but yeah, that buzzing's real pronounced, so it makes it kind of annoying listening to you. Apologies, but it's really bad. Yeah, I understand you. You need to use it in emergency, but it's hard to carry on a conversation with.
On a station mask about 30 feet off the ground down here in Red Court, there, right?
Nice. I'd have something that high, but it'd probably attract lightning where I'm at. I'm on a ridge off a mountain, and I'm the knoll on that ridge.
Well, we just want to check it out, make sure we're still talking, because like I say, I haven't been on it about 10 years, but we enjoyed talking to you. I didn't recall your sign, but your mind is N4, usually November 4, uniforms are right.
You see, you got it. And like I said, name's Leon here, November Charlie, 9 Victor, that's my call. And NC, because I'm from North Carolina. Or you can call me North Carolina 9 Volt. That's my moniker, I guess.
Hey, well, let me get out of here. This thing making a lot of noise on that end. I ain't sure what it is. I got a 2-meter rig. I might try to hook up right a while and get back on. But we enjoyed the QSO talking to you, Leon.
And also, I'm not sure what kind of power you're running there, and I can't remember what the wattage is on VHF for that particular radio, but that might have something to do with it too. But 73, if you run low power, it might cut that buzzing out. Who knows? Good talking to you. Nice making your acquaintance. And 73, hope you get it figured out. NC9B. WJT and 4ZLK. WJT and 4ZLK. V and 4ZLK.
Sorry, Shane, go ahead. NC9V.
Noria, I heard you in there. I'm just trying to call my son there real quickly. And making sure I was making the repeater.
I copied both. You're making the repeater just fine and heard you call him. Patrick called him. On the phone with Patrick. Still on the phone with him, by the way. He's up in the dead zone up there on 25, up there in North Carolina.
End of your conversation with him. 7-3, if you're listening, Patrick, and I'm going to go in and make this pickup. I just wanted to see if my son was listening real quick. I'll talk to you later, Leon. Hope you have a good day. And 4ZLK.
Have a great day. And I'm all on the phone with Patrick. 7-3, y'all. NC9B. And he heard you, by the way.